HKX Mobile.
Morning, Patrick, N4ZLK.
How are you this morning?
Good. Just sitting here at my desk doing some reading. How are you? You on your way to work or are you off this week?
In the parking lot. Waiting to go in.
Is you working this week?
Today, tomorrow, and Friday. It's still pretty rocky. I don't know how to explain it.
I understand. Sometimes you can't. Especially to somebody who hasn't been there. Well, I don't know what to say. You think you're gonna stick it out for the year?
Actually, I'm contract labor to Job Corps, so I don't actually work for the Job Corps. Okay? So I got a 120-day contract, and at the end of the 120 days, they extend it. So I don't know how this is going to work.
That's interesting. Well, I wish you well. I hope it turns into something better, and maybe you can be a good help to some people.
But we'll see. It's all I can do. And, you know, with that situation, I don't know how much I want to invest myself in this and give it 100%. Because I could help fix a lot of the problems, but, you know, do I want to? Am I going to be the one to reap the reward for it? Or is it going to hinder somebody else? Or what is, you know, what's it going to cause?
On temporary contracts like that, it's hard to invest 100%. Well, and also, I'm sorry I didn't check in on the net last night. I got a little tired, fell asleep on the couch, and we ended up going to bed.
I understand. I hit 60 last night, which is impressive because I hadn't hit it in quite some time. I can't remember the last time I had 60 check-ins.
Saturday night, I checked in early. I was the second check-in. I told Connor I was going, checking out a turn and going to bed as soon as I turned the radio off. I was going to be short time, so I don't know how long his net lasted Saturday night. I didn't ask him about it, but this time of year, sometimes it can be hard to get check-ins, and other times you get a bunch.
It's up and down, and I mean, with good reason. There's not that I can't get here either.
I actually used the pre-net check-in for the first time. I normally try to make the net. There's a few that I'm like, I'm not going to make it tonight. But for some reason, I've never thought about the pre-net check-in. So I did that the other night, and so I wouldn't have to wait up. I don't know. Something about not working makes me tired. I mean, not holding a job. Sorry, I've been working. I think that's why I've been working harder. But anyway, and then the last couple Sundays, not counting yesterday, I soon turned on the net and Gary was calling it. Sure if you're moving around the parking lot or not, but you were really readable. No problem the first several transmissions, but that last one you couldn't hold the repeater.
Moving, I'm sitting still, but there was a car come up next to me.
It's funny how that works, how being next to an object can affect your signal.
It radiates, that's for sure.
Normal now. So where is this place? Is it Brevard or Hendersonville?
Brevard. If you know where the Lowe's is at in Brevard, I'm probably, I don't know, maybe at the most 3 miles up into the forest from there.
You up 276 then?
Into the Pisgah National Forest on 276. I'm right across the road from the ranger station.
Where that is. Boy, it's terrible that you have to work in such a beautiful area. I hope you get to go outside.
I can go for a walk. I can sit here in the go over by the river and eat lunch and, you know, watch all the hiker tourists come through and ooh and ah over everything.
The tourists. I have shopped at that Lowe's one time. It was set up completely different than any of the other Lowe's I've been in.
Rearranged it now, but I still think it's different than the ones in South Carolina.
Two down here. There's two that I normally, depending on whether I'm in Easley or going towards Greenville, but they're different, and I get confused because I walk in and I, like, wasn't this particular item on this aisle last time, but it's because it's a different store.
I do that for a reason.
Yeah, I guess they get you to walk around more is the idea, and you'll see something that you weren't going in there for, but the thing I hate the most is you have to run your own register now, and there's no place to put all the little stuff if you grab a handful of things. The other day I was in there, and the alarm went off when I was walking out the door, and I was, you know, I used to stop and turn around and make sure they checked it. I'm like, I'm not doing it now. They don't even bother to say hello to me when I walked up to the register. I have to do my own thing. I'm not stopping to have them look at my bag to make sure I scanned everything. I mean, I did. Just whatever the item was still had that alarm on it.
So much of that goes on, I don't think they even pay any attention anymore when the alarm goes off.
Oh, well. Well, Patrick, I'm going to let you go. Have a good day. I hear Beth stirring around out there. I'm going to go say hello. Hope you have a good day and Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you and your family. But hopefully I will hear you on here. I've been missing you a lot lately. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
Shane, and good to hear you this morning. And yeah, I've been missing our conversations. And you and Beth have a Merry Christmas and tell everybody we said hello. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Good day and a Merry Christmas. KN4GFW.
How are you? KO4HKX.
Merry Christmas, Ken. N4ZLK. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Now I feel like about 40 grit sandpaper, but other than that, I'm doing all right. I'm headed back home. I just ain't feeling it today.
We're off this week anyway.
I'm supposed to work today and tomorrow and then be off until the 5th.
I didn't even try to catch you this morning on the radio. I didn't even turn the radio on.
I just listened to the stereo, and my radio's been, I don't know what the heck's wrong with it. It'll just all of a sudden it'll lose power, and I'll go ahead and I'll check everything out. It won't come on, and then 3 or 4 days later, it just pops on.
Sounds like it's time for Santa Claus to bring you a new one.
Yeah, I just got to figure out what's wrong with this one, if it's something in the radio or if it's just a bad connection or a wire somewhere.
The only way to do that is to completely rewire how you got it in.
It's the seat. So, you know, it's I guess, but the seat never gets moved, so you would think that the wires wouldn't get pinched or anything.
Is it bolted down under the seat? Last one, Ken. Looks like it might have cut off again. Oh, well. Ken, if you can hear me, I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here. 7-3, you and Miss Susan have a Merry Christmas. I don't talk to you again, and sorry you don't feel good. KO4HKX, I'll be clear for now. 7-3.